Hello, Tomai Chaver, Mishir Torah's motion around the world. We are continuing on Shiurim in Mishnayos. We are today doing Maseches Chagiga, Parak Beis, Mishnah Vav, which is Gemara's and Daf Yud Ches Mabeis. Hatova l'chulin v'hokzich l'chulin. Rashi and Rav say, this is another Mailah we're talking about here, that if you are Taiva v'chulin, you are hokzich l'chulin, that you're set for chulin. Kolomar, he says, if you have a kavana to be tayvel, as Rashi says, l'shem chulin, or the Rav says, to be mochzik tar l'shem chulin. The Pharisee Torah says, even though you had kavana to be tayvel, to eat tayra b'vadai, even though chulin, you don't need a kavana. The Rambam in Avos HaTuma Perikid Yim HaHalacha Beis is garis, ha-tayvel l'chulim hochzik l'chulin, not v'hochzik l'chulin, that he had kavana, but he actually became Hochzik L'chulin. That's nothing to do with this Kavana, but his Samchus, what his status is. If he was Tavel L'chulin, he then is Mochzik as a status of being Mochzik L'chulin. Okay, if that's the case, Asur L'maisa, the Mishnah says, Rashi says, that Hochzik, again, is a Lashon Kavana, that he had Kavan, if he mamed his guf, B'cheskos Torah L'chulin, and the Rashi Rav then pick up and say together that he's usher to eat ma'aser sheni, that is nachal in Yerushalayim. He suggests has the kavana for one, that's as far as it goes. And Rav adds on, until he is tayvel for shei ma'aser, and similarly all these other ma'alas we're going to have in the Mishnah. Tavel ma'aser, v'hokzik l'ma'aser, asa l'truma. The first rule says, it means to eat truma, but he doesn't paisel truma b'maga. He says asa l'truma, it doesn't mean if he touches truma, he's going to make it like a shlishi. Because otherwise, he says, it's a question, what netila, what would washing do before you do the mesigas hakos, like we had in the 8th parak in Brachas? Even if he was neitel before, for chulin, his hands could paisel truma. And therefore, it would be matamid the mashkin to the chulin to make it a tchila. Because that's the din, because anything is paisel b'truma is matami mashkin is tchila. That's what it says in Be'er Avram. But he says, though, the terestral and the estaiti is litchos, that over there, since he was not al yad of the mashkin, so it would be like he was not al yad of the truma. So maybe there it works a little better. The Mishnah continues. Tavel l'truma v'hechzik l'truma asa l'kodesh. If he did it for truma, and either he had, as the Rashi said, he had kavana for truma, or the way the Ram learns, it made him a status of someone to chesik l'truma asa l'kodesh. It doesn't help him for kodesh. Tavel l'kodesh v'hechzik l'kodesh asa l'chatas. The Rav says, Chatas, we mean the Mayim HaMakdashim be'efer para. The water had the efer para put into it. And as the first Rael says, he can't touch that May para because he doesn't have a tire for that level. Tavol l'chomer mutabakal tavol v'lochichsuk. If he was tavol something more chomer, he is actually mutter for anything less. But if he was tavol for lo hechzik, as Rashi Rav says, he didn't have kavana for tefilas taira, only for rechitza bi'alma. And this verse Rel learns, if he was tayfal, and he says, if he's going to need it, it should work for tefilah. So he did it ahead of time as a preventive measure, it seems. Ki'ilu lo tayfal, it doesn't work. Rav says it doesn't work for ma'aser, and certainly for truman kodesh. But tefillah, it is works for chulin, because chulin you don't need kavana. Desiantif brought the Rav's shot that it is working for chulin, telling you that for itself it's not necessary, because previously we said afil hochs lechulin as lemaiser. And also he says if from the reisha we might have thought that it's stronger. Lo hooks a klal lemaiser, since he is mochzik l'chulin, because he took his das away from maiser. But over here, he didn't take his das away. It was just a stamat tefillah. You would say it might be good. So he's telling you, no, it's not good. This is from Tisus. That's what Rabbi Eger says. Lo sachis lilahavin the real taisis. I don't understand taisis. How is it that chulin is a tefillah? Because it's if you're going to say it doesn't work, the Mishnah will be like the pashtus. That it's like he wasn't tefillah at all, even for chulin, as we say in the sugya. My love, kila lo tavol klal. Tzarkin Gala doesn't quite understand what Taisus is trying to bring out here. And then he says, I see that the Marsha also has the same issue here. Moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, which the Gemara is in Dav Yud Ches on the Beis. Big Day Amma Aretz, Medrash, the Begadim. Yes, yes. That's if it closes. Okay. So, the big day, Am Aretz, are a medrash, as Rashi says, there are Avatumah and Tamei Adam and Kalim as a medrash on Zav, then the Tamei Adam and Kalim, as it says, in Vayikra Parak Tesvav, Pasuk Hey, Chol Sheyiga, B'Mishkava, and the Rav. That's the Rav, the Rashi, he says, Mishkava, I guess the two separate psukim. Yechabes Begadav. Taisus Yomtif brings the Rav's shot that it's like a Medrash Hazav. And Loi the Maskan is later that maybe she sat, the wife, a person's wife who was Anita sat on, as it says in Perek Beis of Hulam Daf Lamed Hay, and also in Perek Dalet of Nida Daf Lamed Dalet. Because the Am Aretz himself doesn't make it a medrash, and the reason is that would be something that ain Rov Tzibi Chol Lamed Begzerazu. They couldn't be. I mean, not Gzera, because we never find a person that's Maver Chavas wouldn't be able to move something from Makom LaMakom. He's going to always run into a Am Aretz, and similar to this. We have in the Perish of Mishnah Hay in the next parak. Check there. There it says, Ne'amanim kadarim amar arts likach mehem cheretz hadakim. You're allowed to take a small kalim made of cheretz from amar arts who make these kalim, because ziyav shebelohem, there's no way you could survive without using them. But mash'enkim, the roke of an amar arts, the spit, that you can be zar. And therefore, it's good that it says big day Am Aretz. It doesn't say the Am Aretz themselves are like itself, because we don't hold that way. And similarly, with all these things, we're talking about the Begadim, but not themselves. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Avos Hatumah Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, that, oh, but the Rambam does say that he is Machshav Am Aretz like Azav, so it's a little different than what we've said till now in this in this shot. Okay, Leprushim. This big Am Aretz and Medrash Leprushim. Rav Rashi Rav say to people, the Prushim of those who eat chulin b'taira. That's Rashi. And the Rav adds b'taira's chulin. Big day Prushim, Medrash Ochle Truma. Rav says there's an extra mila left out here. And this is what it should have. Big day Prushim is a Medrash Ochle Maisa Shani. Big Ochel Maisa Sheni is a Medrash Ochel Truma, which is like Rashi Rav say for Kohanim, and all these Milas are Medivri Sofrim, that they say that people aren't Meshamer the Tyra of these, which needs a more Chashav Shmira. They don't hold that for the lesser Shmira is not good enough, since as one compared to the other is considered that it wasn't a Shmira, so they made a Gzeira with their clothes that maybe his wife, who was Anita, sat on them, and that would make it a Medrash Anita. And Rashi asks, this is all explained in Perek HaShechet. Okay, big day, Achle Truma, Medrash LaKodesh. Tiferes Yisrael says, LaOchle Kodesh. People who only watch themselves as far as taking care of Truma, we don't trust their begadim as far as people who are Achal Kodesh. Big Day Kodesh Medrash L'chatas, Tversuel says, to those who are Mas'asik with the May Parah or Ba'afara. So even though all people might be careful with the begadim as far as Kodesh goes, we don't trust it for those who deal with the May Paraduba. Yosef ben Yoezer, Yechasish Bekhuna, he was a big chassid, Yosef ben Yoezer, Vayimitpachto, and his mitpachas, as Tversuel says, Tuch Shalo, he is like a handkerchief that he would wipe his hands by Tzuda, is still considered Medrus L'Kodesh, still considered something that might be Matami, someone who is careful about Kodesh. The Rav in Kalim Perach Avdal Mishnah Dal says, because sometimes that handkerchief we put on the pillow, and he is sitting on it. So there'd be an issue of Medrus. The Tiferes Yisrael says, telling you, at the time of the Milah, this is not because in every Milah there are people below them that are Hedyotin and Mazalsal and Mekel with the Milah above it. That's why it tells you here that even Chasidim, we still treat their Mitpachos to be Medras. Yosef ben Gudyudai Hayachal, Yosef ben Gudyud would eat, if Israel says, his Chulin, Al Taris a Kodesh Kol Yamav, he ate his Chulin as if they were Kodesh his whole life. As the Rav says, also he would eat his chulin b'taira, as if it was kodesh. He was very careful with it. From any tumah that would be matama as a kodesh, he wouldn't let his chulin become near that kind of a tumah. Taisa Yadav says he was careful his life for anything that was matama kodesh, and he would put his chulin as if he would treat it like it's b'chsar chatas or asham, but a regular person who eats chulin b'taira is only careful for anything that's matama chulin, so it should be as if it's chulin tahira, and that's the Rambam. Still, his handkerchief would be treated as if medrash l'chatas. The Rambam says, not for kodesh, because this Tana holds a chulin shenasel taras kodesh is like kodesh, but that's not the halacha, because chulin shenasel taras kodesh is not the kodesh for everything, as we have at the end of Maseches Nida. Taisus Yatav says that Tyrus, in Tyrus Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, the Chulun Shanas or Tyrus HaKodesh is not the Cholesh Damo, the Butler Daito, and it doesn't have a Tfisa on them of a Tyrus HaKodesh. That's the Rosh. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.